Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, June 23rd, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Kathleen Bass. Kathleen is our associate minister to children, and she is also a student at Beeson Divinity School, and I can't wait for you to hear more about her life and ministry at the end of the podcast. Thank you, Kathleen, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Today's reading comes from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 through 17. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem. And the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, O prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. I will bend Judah as I bend my bow and fill it with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and make you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear over them. His arrow will flash like lightning. The sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. He will march in the storms of the south, and the Lord Almighty will shield them. They will destroy and overcome with sling stones. They will drink and roar as with wine. They will be full like a bowl, used for sprinkling the corners of the altar. The Lord their God will save them on that day as the flock of his people. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be. Grain will make the young men thrive and new wine the young women.
Thank you so much, Kathleen, for joining the podcast and for reading for us today. I want to hear a little bit about you. Tell me about your family and tell me where you grew up, things like that.
Sure. I grew up in Birmingham. I've lived in like the same 3-mile radius for my whole life. My dad works at Samford, so I went to Samford for undergrad, and now I'm in Samford for grad school at Beeson. I have a brother and a sister. I'm the oldest, but not the tallest. They're both taller than me. But all three of us are at Samford, which has been such a sweet blessing getting to spend extra time with them. But love Birmingham. Been here my whole life.
What church did you grow up in?
I grew up at Shades Mountain Baptist.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about your faith development.
Sure. My parents are Christians. I grew up in a Christian home, and they were very faithful to disciple me and my siblings well. And we were raised in church. And when I was 7 years old was the first time that I really was convicted of my sin and realized, hey, like, there's something that's not right here. And kind of clicked for me everything that I'd learned at church and had been, you know, I was in a Christian preschool. So, like, grown up with a lot of those Christian values and learning the Bible stories, and it kind of suddenly all made sense to me. And I looked at my parents and I was like, I've sinned, and like, I really need God. And so came to know the Lord in my parents' basement, and from there just continued to try to walk with him and go to church, and started serving with children's ministry when I was really still a child.
Well, that was one of my questions. I wanted to know how you knew you wanted to serve in children's ministry.
Yeah. So I guess I was in eighth grade. So I was like 13 and started serving with the children's minister at Shades. And really, I asked her if I could shadow her for the summer after my eighth grade year. And so I followed her around and did everything she did. And I loved it. And at that point, I still wasn't sure that I wanted to go into ministry, but now looking back, I see the Lord's hand and all of that. And this is so funny. I look back and I'm like, oh, well, I really see God's hand in this, and everybody knew but me. But I would make the neighborhood kids like do a VBS. Like, I'd spend all year planning a VBS. Like, for Christmas, I would ask for like the crafts from Oriental Trading and like all this stuff. And I'd plan it like a year in advance. And had a lot of friends who were like family come and who were non-Christians and really shared the gospel with them or tried to.
Praise the Lord. Do you have any pictures from those VBS?
Oh my gosh, I do.
Okay, I want to see some of them. Maybe we can put one on Instagram. Okay, I want to back up a little bit and do just some get to know you. Sure. So what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, why?
I don't know. I love mashed potatoes.
Like the creamy kind, or do you like chunks in them, or all varieties?
I like all varieties.
Do you have a favorite mashed potatoes?
I think the top one is from Nikki's West. Their mashed potatoes are really good.
Okay. Tell me about ice cream. Are you an ice cream fan?
Love all kinds of desserts. Ice cream, yes. Right now, really loving the Dr. Pepper float from Bluebell.
Oh.
It's really good.
Can you get that in the freezer aisle?
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's amazing. I love Dr. Pepper.
I like Dr. Pepper too. Okay, one more of those questions. Maybe your favorite place to visit.
My grandparents have a lake house about an hour outside of Nashville, and it's like my happy place.
Speaking of trips, you went on a recent trip to Taiwan, a mission trip, in fact.
Yeah.
I want to hear a little bit about why you went and your experience there.
Sure. So for my degree at Beeson, everybody has to do a cross-cultural mission trip, and which is a two-week overseas cultural immersion experience doing ministry. And I had the opportunity to go to Taichung, Taiwan, which never was on the top of my list of places to visit, or maybe ever on my list at all. But it was absolutely incredible, and I got to live and work with a missionary family there for those 2 weeks in May, and just a really sweet time. Got to do children's ministry, which is, you know, what I love, and also did a lot of university ministry, shared the gospel with a lot of college students, which was super out of my comfort zone to work with college students, but it ended up being such a sweet blessing. And strangely, I never thought about being in ministry or being in seminary as like a platform for sharing the gospel, and in this context, it really was. And I was able to share about my experience at an American university, and they were super interested in why I would spend my life studying about the Bible and God. And so it gave me a really good platform to get to share with them.
I want to hear a little bit about your thoughts on Mountain Brook Baptist. You've been on staff with us since February. Mm-hmm. Now, you've been in school as well, so not full time, but you've been here. So what are some of the joys or some of the things that you have liked about being a part of Mountain Brook Baptist?
I love Mountain Brook Baptist so much already. I have loved getting to know the families and the kids. Getting to spend time with these children is such a blessing. And really getting to walk alongside parents as they disciple their kids that's what I really feel called to do. And so getting to do that has been an immense blessing already. And I was just telling my family the other day how much I feel like I just feel so blessed to get to like do life with the families at our church. And Mountain Brook Baptist is just such a sweet community. And
That's really good. Thank you for loving our fellowship, and we love you as well. As we prepare for VBS, I want you to tell us a little bit about the theme, sure. Maybe also how people could get involved if they haven't signed up already.
Yeah. So VBS is July 10th through 14th. It's from 9 to 12 for completed 3K through fifth grade. And this year's theme is called Twists and Turns, and we will be diving into the life of Peter and how throughout the twists and turns of his life, God used him despite hard circumstances and all sorts of stuff. So it's going to be a really great week of Bible study and fun with kids. And if you're an adult and you want to get involved, you can email me or Miss Sharon. We would love to plug you in. Even if you're working that week, we would love if on Sunday afternoon you want to come help decorate and get ready, we can definitely use you, and we would love to have you come serve with us.
Do you have a verse of scripture that you would call your life verse, something that stuck with you throughout the years?
I do. I think really in recent years it's become Psalm 23. And I don't know if there's like a specific reason or moment when that happened, but it's been a passage that I've really clung to in all seasons. It's just so encouraging. I know it's often the funeral passage, but like there's new life in it too. And I think on the daily, I'm reminding myself that the Lord is my shepherd and I lack nothing truly. And that's something I literally have to remind myself of every single day because I'm foolish and I will forget. So that's been the passage that I've really clung to, and I've memorized it and I say it every single day and just really keep it in the background of my life.
Thank you so much for sharing that and for talking about your life and ministry here. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Sure. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for Mountain Brook Baptist Church. Lord, I thank you that you've allowed me to be here and allowed me to get to minister to these families, Lord. We just pray that you'll bless VBS coming up, Lord. Provide all the volunteers that we need, and just bless every child that walks through our doors that week, Lord. I also just want to pray for family mission trip that leaves this Saturday, Lord, that you would bless their time in Colorado, Lord, that you would just allow them to touch the lives of these children that come to this camp, Lord. Thank you for this day, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.